Counselor? Jonathan? Well, our objection is twofold. First, it is irrelevant. It is guilt by association. Even if the defendant's father should not have taken the case, and even if he mishandled it in some way, and I'm not suggesting that either is true, it still doesn't say a damn thing about the defendant himself. Unless Mr. LeJudas means to suggest the son was involved in a conspiracy with his father to cover up evidence of the crime, then there is no way to construe evidence against the father as having anything to do with the son's guilt or innocence. If Mr. LeJudas wants to indict the father for obstruction of justice or some such thing, then he should go ahead and do it, and we'll all come back here someday and we'll have a trial on that. But that's not the case we're trying here. The second objection is that it is improperly prejudicial. It is guilt by insinuation. He is trying to poison the jury with the suggestion that the father must have known the son was involved, and therefore he must have been up to something improper. But there's no evidence either that the father suspected his son, which he certainly did not, or that he did anything improper when he was leading the investigation. Let's be honest, the prosecutor wants to toss a stink bomb into this courtroom to distract the jury from the fact that there is virtually no direct evidence against the defendant. It's, okay, I got it. LeJudas. Your Honor, how important it is, that's for the jury to decide, but they have a right to know. The defendant can't have it both ways. He can't argue that the cops screwed up and then conveniently leave out the fact that the cop in charge was the defendant's own father. The judge. I'm going to allow it. But Mr. LeJudas, I'm warning you, if this trial gets sidetracked into a discussion of whether the father screwed up intentionally or not, I'm going to cut it off. The defense has a point. That's not the case we're here to try. If you want to indict the father, do it. The transcript does not record LeJudas's reaction, but I remember it well. He looked across the courtroom directly at me. Returning to the little lectern near the jury box, he faced Nils Petersen and resumed his questions. Detective, I'll repeat the question. Who was the assistant DA assigned to the case that day? Andrew Barber. Do you see Andrew Barber in the courtroom here today? Yes, he's right there beside the defendant. And did you know Mr. Barber when he was an assistant DA? Did the two of you ever work together? Sure, I knew him. We worked together many times. Were you friendly with Mr. Barber? Yes, I'd say so. Did it occur to you at the time that it was odd Mr. Barber was handling a case involving his own son's school, a classmate, a boy he might even have known something about?